When should you call it quits? That's what we're talking about in today's episode. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard to know when you should pull the plug, when you should pivot, when you should shift, and when you should call it quits. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's not. We are going to be talking about that, unpeeling that in today's episode. So I hope you're ready. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast, where we are helping women all over the world, Christian women, women of faith, believers, and non-believers, really figure out how to launch their online business. I'm here for it all. I'm here for questions. I'm here to help, because I want to see us do well while we're on this side of heaven. As usual, I'm excited today. You guys getting it wrong today, because I'm coming off the cuff, no notes today, because this is just what's in my heart to talk about: when to call it quits. If you haven't done so, I want you to head over to SheLaunchesIt.com. There are some free trainings there that are there. There's some free resources. You can connect with me there if you are ready to get started. I have some stuff. I keep telling you guys, I got some more stuff, some group stuff that's going to come up, because right now what's on the site is some things about one-on-one coaching. And if you need that, you could do that. And make sure that you follow a sister on LinkedIn, T-E-M-E-C-A Richardson, Dr. Tamika Richardson, Dr. T. Find me on LinkedIn. Send me a connection request, because I'd love to connect with you out there, because that's what it is that we're doing. So we're talking about when to call it quits. You know what? That's sometimes for a lot of us a very, very difficult question to answer. And for some, maybe you are one quite like myself where you find it difficult to quit. Maybe you're a person, you quit more than you should. Right. You know, because you're like, when it gets hard, like you're a professional starter. Right. And you can start things, but as soon as the sexiness wears off, or it gets hard, you might find yourself waning. And that could be for a lot of reasons. Right. A lot of times it just stems from unintended outcomes of how we've lived our life. And then sometimes it takes us looking back to see that, man, this is, I can't believe that this is what I do. Or it may take other people telling you. I remember a young lady that I used to coach a couple years ago, and she was telling me how she was starting on this new venture, and I was coaching her with some things. And she said, her father said to her something to the effect of, are you going to finish this? Because you know, you like to start a lot of stuff, but not finish. And you know, that pierced her a little bit, that hurt a bit. But sometimes it takes outsiders to show us the mirror that we might need to look in. That might set somebody free right there. Sometimes it takes other people to show us our mirror. And that's why oftentimes it is good to ask those that you love questions about yourself if you are ready to hear. Now, I'm trying to help people. If you're not really ready to hear the real answer, don't ask the question. Don't ask the question, and don't ask people in your amen corner either. So you want to begin to find out for yourself, kind of like, what is your life story with that? Now, I know mine, and I've asked, like, I go hard in the paint. I go from 0 to 100, and you guys know I'm trying to live my life on medium now. And I don't know, I'm learning how to live a different lifestyle. But as far as business is concerned, when I see it, I'm ready to go. And it oftentimes is very challenging for me to know when to cut bait, when to stop, when to go in a different direction. And I think part of that has to do with how often we, and I'll say I, come back to reviewing what I said I was going to do. Now, what I know is that if we keep a lot of information in our head, right? Like, this is what I want to do. This is the business I want to start, or this is the course I want to launch, or this is the thing I want to do. This is the weight I want to lose. This is the whatever. You keep it in your head and you don't write it down so you can see it. You can tell yourself all sorts of stories. You can make all sorts of excuses in your mind. You can rewrite the story a little bit. Like, I said I was going to lose weight, but it's just taking me longer, or I'm just going to go ahead and eat this, or I'll just start again. Like, we can do something different, or we can get on that scale as the example, and we can see a different number and then start making excuses. But then if we go back, like I was talking to my son the other day, if you go back and you look, let's analyze what we did. Let's talk about what we did. Let's look at what we did. Then you will get a better picture. So oftentimes we don't write down the things that we want to accomplish, and therefore we get surprised when we don't accomplish it. Write the vision and make it plain. That's in the book. Write the vision, right? And so oftentimes we don't inspect what we expect, and then we wonder why it doesn't feel like we're making the progress, right? I've been telling you guys about this 12-week year. Read the book. I encourage you to do that. But I encourage you guys with this 12-week year plan. And I think I'm on my fifth or sixth one with the group that I have right now. And the thing is that there is progress being made because the vision is written down. I got to report on it. I have to be accountable to other people, right? And within that time, it gives me a good idea and a good indication on if I'm heading in the right direction, if I'm doing what I said I was going to do, if what I thought I was going to do is more than I actually thought I was going to do. If what I am doing was more than I actually thought I was going to do. That's how I meant to say that, right? And I didn't know that until I wrote it down. And watch this. When I started the 12-week year, I was doing work faster because I didn't really know how to do it, right? I was saying, oh, you got to do this, this, and this. And I realized I could do all this, this, and this on one day. So then I was cheating myself because then I had 6 more days where I didn't do anything because I got everything I said done on that one day. So I had to learn how to do it. I had to go through this 12-week year over and over and over again to even get an idea of how long things should really take me, and can the things that I wrote down get me to the intended outcome, right? I'm telling you, many times when quitting is on the table, the question that you have to ask yourself is, did I do what I needed to do to get the intended outcome that I expected? Did I do what I needed to do to get the intended outcome that I expected? Oftentimes, also, we will have outcomes that we want to accomplish, but not really understanding that that's not really going to get us closer to the goal. And you know how I figured that out? By doing stuff and recognizing that it wasn't going to get me closer to the goal. When I started doing more coaching as of late, right? I want to say at the time of this recording, within the last 6 months, I realized that one of the biggest problems was traffic. It's generally not, are you good enough? It's generally not, are you packaged well enough? It's generally not what your website looks like and what your branding looks like. It's generally not your email sequence. It's generally not what you're putting out on social media. It's, do you have the right traffic? Are you in the place for the right traffic? How do I find the right traffic? Right? Because, and what ends up happening is we will start to tweak the wrong thing, thinking that's the thing that's going to get us to the promised land, without realizing that you're messing with the wrong thing in the first place. Oftentimes we're messing with, maybe it's the product, or maybe it's the service, or maybe it's the offer, or maybe it's the ad, or maybe it's the traffic. It's getting in front of the right traffic. And so we might be quitting prematurely because we were looking at the wrong thing in the first place. That might set somebody free. I know it set me free, right? And so when you are considering quitting, I want you to ask yourself, are you really doing the right things in the first place? Ask yourself, do I really need to just get some coaching to help to get me heading in the right direction? Ask yourself, am I reading enough? Ask yourself, am I studying enough? Ask yourself, is my product or service good enough? Ask yourself, did I just go into the deep end of the pool and I shouldn't have been here in the first place? Right? Like, am I saying, like I told a sister that I coach probably a couple of weeks ago at the time of this recording, I said, she was like, I want to get my podcast within the next couple of weeks up to this amount. I said, that's the wrong metric to look at, because we can't determine how many people come to listen by just doing podcasts. We have to do something else. And then we have to see if that other thing that we're doing is going to result in the numbers, right? We can't, and I have done this so many times, arbitrarily put out a number. I want to get this, the 10 clients in the next 30 days, right? But the plan that I have to get the client that I want at the dollar rate that I want, it's the plan and it's the location of the right traffic to get them. If I'm trying to close a $10,000 client and I'm trying to do it on TikTok, you are cutting off your nose to spite your face. And I don't care how many followers you have. If I'm trying to close a $10,000 client and all I'm doing is putting up small quotes on Instagram, you are cutting off your nose to spite your face, because that's not where $10,000 clients are. That's not where they come from. That is not where they come from. And even if you lucked up and got one, you are the amount of time and energy that you're spending in those places to get that type of person is crazy. You're just going to have to do something different. But if you put yourself in a place where $10,000 clients hang out, you're going to be doing good. That's the thing to figure out. So oftentimes it's not what we're doing that's wrong. It's the like I said, the product or service, the methodology, we're just in the wrong place based on the dollar amount that we are trying to use based on the dollar amount that of the client we're trying to get. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. You see, I'm turned up about stuff. You see, I'm turned up about some stuff because I want us all collectively to win. So sometimes I have found that I am doing the wrong thing, right? Like this methodology is not going to get this client, or I am putting a methodology for a low paying client and I'm trying to put that on top of a high paying client, and vice versa. This is what you do for high paying clients, not what you do for lower paying clients. And again, it just is what it is. I am not going to get on a call to try to close a $30 a month client. That's not a good use of my time. I can put them in a funnel, but I'm not going to put a $10,000 client in a funnel when I know I need to get on a call with them. You see the difference? Because it's just different. And so sometimes it's us having to take the time to look at how we are going about doing what we are doing to see if what we're doing is going to give us the intended outcome. I know I just said that again. I just wanted to repeat it, right? Because doing the wrong thing could lead you to quitting, and quitting wasn't the thing you needed to do. Pivot was the thing you need to do. Shift was the thing you need to do. Get a coach was the thing you need to do. Change your methodology, a thing you need to do. Change your business model, a thing you need to do. It might have been that. And sometimes, again, we will be frustrated and we think, and this doesn't work. And watch this, you guys. Frustration, rites of passage. Fear, rites of passage. Overwhelm, rites of passage. Low money, rites of passage. No money, rites of passage. They're just rites of passage. Because if it were easier, more people would do it. Right? So you have to know that, you have to understand that negative feelings are not always negative for you if you learn what you're supposed to learn from them, right? If I'm feeling overwhelmed in my business, that's not necessarily good for me, but it can help me to understand that there's something going on that I need to fix, right? I remember, I think it was our guest, Aurora Turner, that talked about that, talked about when she got overwhelmed, it was just a need to say something is off and I need to go and assess what that thing is, right? If I am feeling fearful, I want to understand why I'm feeling fearful, because the understanding the root of it is what's going to help me in the long run. And if I could deal with that root, then I could deal with that fear. Again, that might bless somebody. Right. And so before you decide to quit what it is you're doing, I want you to go through and assess what you're doing. I want you to go through and look at if the methodology you're using is working. And again, I done said coach 3 or 4 times, get a coach, figure out what you could do. Always. I believe in this in the business world, spend the most you can to get the best you can. Right. If you can only spend $100, get the best you can for $100. If you have $5,000, get the best you can for $5,000, and so on and so forth. Do that with coaches, do that with products, do that with services, do that with the technology you want to run your business, because I don't believe, watch this, I have done this. We have to stop trying to run $1 million business on a shoestring budget. Run a shoestring business on a shoestring budget, and when you get some money, start running $100 a day, week, month, year, not a year, $100 a year, go get a job. But you stay where you are until you can do better. And when you start getting that, here's the hard part of running a business. Oftentimes people run a business for the wrong reason. They want to run a business because they don't like their job. They want to run a business because they want to be their own boss. They want to run their business because they want to get paid their worth and your value. Now, while the last one, you want to get paid your worth and your value, is not a bad reason to do it, it's definitely a bad reason to quit your job to do it, because you're going to work twice as hard, if not 3 times as hard or more, to be an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, because of all the moving parts, than you would be to allow your job to be your business partner. If I was you, I would go in and do a dance into work that the job that I'm mad at, and say, I'm starting a business. You ain't got to tell them, but say it to yourself. Say it to Dr. T, that you go in there. Some of my people for the culture would say crip walk in there, right? And be happy in your soul to say that today is one day closer to the day I can quit. Go in there with happiness in your heart. It's all about sometimes shifting your perspective on what you need to do. If you're mad at something, figure out how you could turn that into something that's good. Figure out how you could say, you know what? I'm glad I'm mad about it, because if I'm mad about it, I could do something about it. If I'm mad about it, then I could make a change. If I'm mad, that's how sometimes the mad emotion helps me to know that because I'm turned up, that's when I know I got to make a change. I'm turned up about this. I don't even like that I'm doing this. I'm mad at my dog on stuff. I would tell people, I'm not even mad at you, and you did it. I'm mad at me for believing in you, because you showed me the last time who you were. Maybe that was personal. I don't know. But I'm trying to give you some understanding of what Dr. T is going through right now, because I know I'm not the only one that's going through it. I know I'm not the only one that contemplates quitting. I know I'm not the only one that contemplates, am I going in the right place? I know when we get to a point where we are in dry seasons from hearing from God, that things can feel like maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, even though I feel like I heard from God to do it. Now I'm questioning, did I actually hear from God? Because that's what the mind will do to you. That's what your mind will do to you. So we have to begin to ask ourselves before you decide to quit. I want you to do like me. I want to tell you guys, the time this recording, about 2 weeks ago, it was something I quit. And I called the person that I was quitting on, and I said, I quit. Well, first I said a whole bunch of other things, all above board. It was frustrated though. I said some things, and I said, I quit. For 5 minutes. That's exactly what I said on the call. I said, I'm quitting everything for 5 minutes, and I'm going to be upset, and I'm going to throw my little 2-year-old tantrum, and I'm going to be back in, because I'm one of your warriors. That's exactly what the message said. So go ahead and quit. Give yourself 5 minutes. Give yourself 30 minutes. Quit for the day. Quit for the weekend. Just throw it all up. I can't stand to get all that ugliness and madness about it out, and then get back to it. Because if it is something that God said for you to do, you gotta walk it out. So here's the answer to the beginning question: should I quit? When should I quit? If God told you to do it, you gotta walk it out. If God told you to do it, you got to figure it out. If God led you there, you have to know that he's going to open a door. And when a door is closed, he'll open a window. When a window is closed, he'll make a crack in the wall. My Lord and my God, if he told you, you have to do it. You have to stand there and do it. Because watch this. Most people, when you hear gurus talk and they say, they tell you about their story of doing it wrong, it's like reading the Bible. You fast track it. Like when you hear about the children of Israel and when they wanted a king and the king came in, the king was following God, and the king was bad, and then the people were upset because they was killing off the people, and then that person died, and they brought somebody else in, and they wanted a king, and the king did good. It's like that. It's just this revolving story, right? And so we gotta make sure that we are doing something different. Even when we feel like we don't know what it is to do, you got to do something. And I promise you that if you keep showing up, God will meet you where you are. My God, I felt that. If you keep showing up and watch this, if at the end of the day you say, I don't think I heard from God. If at the end of the day you say, you know what? That wasn't the right direction. I need a total and complete shift. I need a total and complete pivot away from this. Then all praises to the Father. But go through the process of asking yourself the right questions, the right way. Be honest with yourself. Get some of your sister friends or some of your guy friends or some of your loved ones that will help you go through that process of understanding what you should do, so that you can be doing God's will. That's what I have for you today. So I hope this was something that was a blessing for you. As you said, as I said at the beginning, this was just in my heart. So no notes, no nothing, right? I just wanted to be able to pour from my heart to show you guys I'm there with you. I'm in the trenches with you. I feel with you. I'm going through it with you. And you know what? Because I know we heard from God, we gonna keep walking this thing out no matter what it takes. Because you know what? He died on the cross for me to be here, and I'm so thankful, and I just want to do God's will, and I want to be able to serve the people like I'm supposed to. Again, this is Dr. T. I pray that there was something I said that was a blessing to your spirit, that it will help you in your business. It'll help you in your relationships. It'll help you in your families to know sometimes if God told you to be there, stick it out. But if you need to make a pivot, if you need to make a walk away, do it after the analysis to make sure you know, God, I'm sorry, I went this way, but you know what? Because I know you with me, you're going to bless me with every step that I take. In Jesus' name, amen. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.